energy company where Joe Biden's son sat on the board, Ukraine would lose bipartisan support, and the investigation would undermine all U.S. national security.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Up to 1.5 million people in California may have their electricity turned off today, and more intentional rolling blackouts meant to prevent more wildfires from downed power lines. At least 57 homes have burned down in the largest fire in the state going on right now, the Kincaid Fire in Northern California. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a shooting early Monday morning in Selma. Police say someone drove up to a home in the 1500 block of St. Philip Street and started shooting. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. New surveillance video shows the last time missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard was seen. Auburn police say Anaya was seen in a convenience store on South College Street on October 23rd. She was reported missing the next day. If you have any information, call Auburn police. And State Representative Chris England is running for chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. He made this announcement Sunday night on Twitter. The Tuscaloosa lawmaker has been pushing for changes in how the Democratic Party operates in Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Our forecast calling for on and off showers today. We've had some showers around at times this morning. Today and tonight, the scattered showers will continue. Today's high 72. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, looks like a warm day, a little bit more humid, high around 78. Showers around, maybe a couple of thunderstorms. Then on Thursday night, the cold front swings through the state. That's the main event, showers and thunderstorms, high in the mid to upper 70s. Some leftover showers, perhaps during the trick-or-treating hours Thursday evening. Otherwise, much colder air coming in. Overnight low temperature drops to about 40, and then breezy, cool Friday, high 60, but it'll feel colder, and we're talking about 30s by first thing Saturday morning at dawn. And right now, this morning, with a few showers in the area, pretty nice. We're already at 67 at the airport at, 904. Right?
Yeah, and apparently the roads are crazy out there, well, 95.
I don't know if the showers contributed to the nutty traffic, but there are a lot of accidents this morning, and it was crazy on the interstate. You know?
It was fine when I was riding in, going northbound, but I didn't have long to go.
Frustrating morning for a lot of folks.
Well, Rich, it's good to see you. There's a lot going on. It's
always a pleasure, Rich.
Jack, it's great to see you, and... hope you guys have a good one today. I know you got a lot to talk about.
Oh, yes.
And including, you just threw out that little tease there about Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions.
Yeah. When is the election?
Next year.
The primary will be in March.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well.
So it's right down the road.
Very interesting stuff. All right, we'll be listening.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Rich. And news and views will begin in mere moments. See, we're local. We actually know Alabama politics. So unlike a CNN reporter, I think, what was her name? Rebecca Black. No, that's the singer. But it was this reporter. She said, Tommy Tuberville. No, she said, and this other person, Tommy Tuberville? Tommy Tuberville, ladies and gentlemen. Not like he's been a national figure in sports for years. News and views begins in mere moments.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views, folks. And before we really get going here, Jack, just a reminder of how bad CNN can be. This is after Trump announced the death of Baghdadi.
There were lots of moments during Donald Trump's speech which jarred to some degree. It was extraordinary how the communications were managed. There's a long trail ahead of him actually finally releasing details, explicit details, some of which sort of echoed, and frankly, the crudeness you would often expect to hear maybe from ISIS about the whimpering, screaming Baghdadi pinned down in a sealed tunnel, killing himself and his three children. It was sort of disturbing to hear to some degree, and also I think a moment possibly too, whereby it felt like Donald Trump was some degree in awe of watching this apparatus unfold around him, saying himself, like, it looks like he was watching a movie. He got to watch a lot of it. Interesting though to see what further details we will learn.
I am going cuckoo. I'm going nuts, Jack. Welcome into News and Views, folks. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, 272-9228 if you want to join the program here, News and Views, from 9 to noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And I wanted to start off that way because I did not see that yesterday. That was one of the international correspondents for CNN. You heard that right, folks. I'll give you the full context. He said that the way Trump described Baghdadi's death and the operation against Baghdadi reminded this guy of the crudeness that ISIS usually uses. Yeah, because my problem with ISIS is that they're crude. Give me a break.
Well, and the way Trump reported it was a little crass, but it gives people an idea of what, you know, the guy killed his three children.
Yeah, good. Good in the sense that Trump reported it. Not good that the guy did that to his kids.
Right. But
good that Trump was crass. I get so tired of this sanitized language around war. I've made this point actually to my friends off air for a couple years now. Part of Trump I really appreciate. And don't get me wrong, folks. I'm starting to realize the problem in this country. You know what the most pervasive form of bigotry is in this country, Jack? Not the worst form of bigotry, mind you. Just the most widespread and pervasive. It's partisanship. Because there are a lot of people who are bigoted partisans. Not everybody who's a Republican, not everybody's a Democrat, and not everybody who plays up the role actually means that they're just getting a paycheck to play the role on, say, television. But it's this partisan environment that's driving me crazy. But I've told my friends, Jack, off air, that when Donald Trump said we're going to bomb the crap out of ISIS, he didn't say crap, though.
Right.
I really appreciated that. Even if I don't agree with some military actions, I appreciate the just plain language. Because under W, under Obama, under all sorts of folks, well, it would be language more like this. Well, we're assessing the situation on the ground with our coalition partners on kinetic actions moving forward, hoping to reduce collateral damage and make sure we can achieve our objective.
Right.
It's like, oh, shove your euphemisms up your tailpipe. Like, Trump just said it. We're going to bomb the crap out of them. And civilians might die.
Well, that's what happens in war.
Yep. Pretty straightforward. So, sorry I had to start off that way. Well, actually, I'm not sorry. I'm getting a little tired of pearl clutching. Maybe it's because the guy's British who was talking there. I know the Brits are notoriously
stiff.
Yes. Tight.
Well, you know, nobody's giving him credit for what he did, you know. Of course, when Obama killed Osama bin Laden, it was like the greatest military action in the history of the world.
Right, yeah.
But this guy, he describes the death, and they're not praising him for having it done and getting this guy who's been on the run forever. Instead, they're going to talk about how he described it and how somehow that is very inhumane. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, sometimes old theologians have thought about, why would people ever even try to imagine what hell is like? Why, I mean, what's the purpose of hell? And, well, part of it, some theologians have wondered, is that the people in heaven get to watch the wicked and the unjust punished for it. There's some pleasure in watching the wicked get what they deserve. Baghdadi got what he deserved.
Oh, yeah.
That said, it's also very unnerving on a different, lighter, more local note. It's unnerving, I think, to see somebody who has long been a big name in Alabama, a respected name here in Alabama, Jeff Sessions, get tapped to be Attorney General of the United States. And don't get me wrong, personally, I had reservations on drug policy and many other things when it came to Senator Sessions becoming Attorney General Sessions, but I never saw what did transpire coming. I didn't realize how deep this went. Now, 2 years, now really 3 years removed, I picked up that new book. Well, I didn't pick it up. I put it on audiobook. It's a new book by a guy named, I believe, Lee Carter. He's called The Plot Against the President. And it's a guy who's essentially embedded with Devin Nunes and Nunes's team undergoing Operation Medusa to look into what the intelligence community, otherwise known as the deep state, was up to against Donald Trump early, as early as late 2015, early 2016, even though the FBI says their official investigation didn't start until July 31st. But never did I think, getting into all of this, that Jeff Sessions would be silenced so quickly. You remember how, I think, wasn't it Al Franken in Sessions' confirmation hearing?
He was a total jackass.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Al Franken. And so they essentially kneecapped, tied Jeff Sessions. They didn't really kneecap him. That would have been too blatant. They more like, when he wasn't looking, tied his shoelaces from both shoes together. Remember when you do that as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Like, kids, you know, your parents would never suspect you under the table, so you tie their shoelaces from both shoes together, and they get to stand up and fall flat on their face. That's essentially what happened to Jeff Sessions. I don't know whether or not it was because he literally is a Boy Scout. He's a rule follower. He likes precedent. He likes following guidelines from the institution. But somebody gave him bad advice. But I don't think that completely knocks Jeff Sessions as a man, certainly to Alabamians who know him, his family, and what he did in the Senate and served as the Attorney General of Alabama. And what say you, Jack? Because the headline here in Montgomery Advertiser, Jeff Sessions exploring possible Alabama Senate run, according to AP sources.
I think it's an uphill climb for him. I really do. I think what Trump has been through and continues to go through could have all been eliminated if Sessions had stepped up to the plate.
Right.
Now, I know he's fresh face, wanted to do things right, probably mm-hmm. I think he probably listened to Rod Rosenstein, who was a career guy over there. He probably relied on him, and he advised him not to get involved.
Well, Rosenstein, by the way, the guy who jokingly talked about wearing a wire into the Oval Office.
I don't think that was a joke either.
Oh, well, who knows? It's a joke if it needs to be.
Yeah.
It's serious when it needs to be. But here's a little bit of the write-up, folks. Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is exploring the possibility of a run for his old Senate seat in Alabama, according to three Republicans with knowledge of the situation. Now, when I read that first paragraph, I'm starting, I like to think, get a bit wise, though I am very much a fool. What this is, the sources putting this out there, I don't think it's just, oh, people who know want to get it out there. I think this is Sessions testing the waters.
Oh, I do too.
Put out the press. Let's see how people react. Then I'll decide. Because
yeah, send up that trial balloon and see what happens.
These sources, if not Sessions himself, these sources say Sessions has made telephone calls discussing a potential bid to return to the Senate. The Republicans spoke on condition of anonymity.
Of course.
Ooh, so they could speak more freely. Hey, I'm not going to use my real name tonight,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
I want to be free. It was not immediately clear how close Sessions was to making a decision or the seriousness of the exploration. No, it's just a frivolous exploration. He's just doing this for giggles and other things that go with giggles. He is until 5 p.m. November 8th to decide whether to be a last-minute entry into the 2020 race.
I'm going to guess he backs out.
You don't think he does?
Well, unless people are saying, okay, you got Tuberville, former coach, no political experience whatsoever. He's running. You have Bradley Byrne, who has tepid support at best. The insiders like him, which should scare every voter in Alabama. Who else do you have in that race? You have John Merrill, sort of an outsider because he won't get, he won't get a lot of the establishment support.
Don't forget the elephant in the room.
Which one?
You know who I'm talking about.
Who?
The guy who, ran last time against Doug Jones. Not Gary Puckett.
Oh, yeah. Well, I try not to think about him. Roy Moore, yeah.
Oh, CNN, when I was looking at their segment on this morning, loved bringing up Roy Moore.
Well, I mean, if he's a nominee, we're going to have a tough time winning.
I agree. Though, I mean, the landscape here, the battlefield here, or let's say the chessboard here, is interesting. Because say Sessions does get in. Let's play that game.
Okay.
I think he immediately, because of name ID, I think he is a clear front runner, but it makes it a crowded field. And here's where President Trump has to look at that chessboard and go, what do I do? Same with Mitch McConnell. Is that, does Trump want to lose that seat? Does he not want to pick up the Alabama Senate seat? Of course he does. He needs all the help he can get in Congress. And so he has to play a very careful game. Because I don't think Trump will continue, even though he feels like his biggest mistake was appointing Jeff Sessions Attorney General. Jeff Sessions has not come out as a never-Trumper.
No, he spoke in Huntsville and said he still supported the president.
Indeed.
Which I thought was very big of him.
Indeed.
Trump doesn't have to get involved, of course, we know he probably can't help himself. But he may wait and see if there's a runoff and then get involved.
Right. That would probably be wise. Because Trump did jump in early last time and he backed Luther Strange.
Right.
And I think that was at the behest of Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
But I think Trump would be forced, if he's just being pragmatic here and prudent, like H.W.
Well, I would like to tell Mitch, as much as I like Mitch McConnell, stay the hell out of Alabama's politics.
Mm-hmm.
We'll decide who the nominee is.
We dare defend our rights, Mitch!
Well, I mean, if he comes out and spends a bunch of money and endorses somebody, they're going to have a tough time.
I agree.
People don't like that.
I agree. Well, he's just got to get more secretive in how he passes that money around, right?
Right.
Fancy name for the organization handing out the money. Have it a few steps removed. Though, I guess we have pretty full reporting here in the state of Alabama for our state elections. It's not as easy to get away with moving money around as it is at the federal level. That's only state office. Is what ethics law covers. So this is a federal election for U.S. Senate.
FEC regulations are pretty tough.
That's true. I just know you can get away with a little bit more in moving money around at the federal level than you can at the state level.
I don't think that's true.
Well, they have things like victory packs up there.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can transfer all sorts of money from... That's how Mitch McConnell is Senate leader. That's how Nancy Pelosi is speaker. That you know this.
Sure.
The way you get power in D.C. amongst the ranks is you raise a bunch of money and you give it out to all these other people who need support. You do favors for folks. And you remind them, hey, you remember that favor I gave you? I'm just thinking Trump is pragmatic enough. And Sessions, because Sessions has not come out with sour grapes like others who serve Trump or others who once supported Trump, I think Sessions has been... still, at the end of the day, a team player, though maybe not the best team player when he was actually in the administration. He was outmaneuvered by so many in DOJ as well as on the other side of the aisle.
That's where he showed his amateurishness.
Yes, I agree.
By letting them control him. I said, hell no, there's not going to be a federal prosecutor.
And you mentioned
investigation.
You mentioned this long before this article, but I want to reiterate it. Sessions received a standing ovation when he spoke at a party fundraiser earlier this month in which he reiterated his support for Trump. Quote, he is relentlessly and actually honoring the promises he made to the American people, Sessions said in the speech at Huntsville. Sessions did not mention the Senate race, but he criticized Democrats as the party that sees more government as the answer. Well, that's just obvious. Water's wet and fire burns. Though, again, I look at the Republican Party. I'm like, hey, when's the last time y'all actually cut government? Not a little bit here or there. When's the last time government was actually smaller when the Republicans in general had power?
Yeah, really.
I won't wait. I won't hold my breath, certainly, because I'll suffocate. Though I've heard that you can build up your capacity. You hold your breath. You can, like, do all sorts of training.
Really?
Yeah, I'm working at it.
Are you afraid someone's going to put a pillow over your head?
Yes. Yes, actually. Yeah, you don't know who I'm around at night.
I'm scared.
Sometimes I wonder. Like, that was an odd look. That was an odd sideways glance. But here, we got to hit another break. This hour of the program, folks, is Hour of News and Views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 279-6036, 279-6036. If you're a News and Views listener, call them before October is over. Say, hey, I'm a News and Views listener, and they'll give you 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this hour of News and Views. Indeed, that is the program, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Some might call him code name Flamingo. Some. Actually, like, I just came up with that. I like that.
Do you?
I think it fits.
Really?
Yeah, like Cinderella's slipper. It fits.
It's time to take a break.
Be right back. 272-9228. Do y'all want Jeff Sessions in the race? Would you welcome him back onto the ballot to be your U.S. Senator once again? Would you welcome him back in the U.S. Senate? 272-9228. More News and Views after this break.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
How dare you!
Headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu,
I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch-resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Goes out to a very special,
so strange,
special failed presidential candidate.
You got to pick up every stick.
Mm-hmm. You know it's coming.
You got to pick up every stick.
This goes out to you.
You got to pick up every stick.
I like to call you Rodham. You know how you are.
Mm-hmm. Must be the
are you talking about Hugh's sister? Yeah, you are.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right because, it's Halloween week. And I don't really have a special reason. Halloween's never been that great of a holiday for me. It's ever since I couldn't go trick-or-treating anymore. It was great when I was a kid. Now it's just like drunken house parties or bar scenes where adults are wearing too much makeup and perfume, men and women. It's just odd.
Well, yeah. I have a face for Halloween.
I'd agree with that.
You know, open my door, the kids give me candy, you know?
And by the way,
and I see a lot of them wearing my face. And
I love the moral panic. Have you ever found tainted candy being handed out?
No, but it was a big deal. You know, people would put like razor blades, hand out apples,
right,
and they would have razor blades and stuff like that.
Though any homemade stuff, I'm like, what is this crap?
I know.
where's the Snickers? Yeah. Where's the Reese's? Where's the Three Musketeers? All this.
The candy corn.
Right, give me some Hershey's chocolate, baby. Wait, you like candy corn?
Oh, who doesn't?
Now you're reminding me of my mother. I can't stand that stuff. She loved it.
I like it, too. I don't, you know, I try not to eat it. I don't, you know, if somebody puts it in front of me, I'll have a couple of, I like to put them on my teeth.
Yeah. Anyway, 272-9228, let's go to the phones, talk to Dan. Dan, welcome to
Dan,
the program.
Dan, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. How about you, Joe and Jack?
We're all right.
Well, guys, I wanted to call and kind of give a few reasons why I think Mr. Sessions might actually be a good choice to be in the race and might ought to win.
Okay, let us hear it.
All right, well, the first one comes down to he was a pretty good senator when he was in place.
Yeah.
But the primary reason, though, is when the man goes back in, all that seniority he had comes back with him.
Now, are you sure this?
I
heard that recently. That McConnell had said if he comes back, he would still have the seniority.
He will have the seniority. He won't necessarily go back on the committees he was on before.
Right.
But he will have the seniority, which puts Alabama back with two strong senior senators, with Sessions not being really that old. Because the other guys that are there are going to put us kind of behind the power curve for several years.
Well, Sessions is probably at least 70, isn't he?
Right. Very close
to it.
But,
you know, 70 is the new 55.
Well, that's true, but
especially with Botox.
Okay. So, yeah, I like the seniority part. If he goes back and his seniority is restored, then, you know, I feel good about that. If, I mean, listen, I am not anti-Jeff Sessions. I think he was a good attorney general. He wasn't there very long before he ran for the U.S. Senate. He won. He was a very good senator, very responsive, visited the district a bunch. I mean, he's a good guy. I just worry that a lot of the rank-and-file Trump people are not going to, who would traditionally support Jeff, or feel like that, maybe feel like he betrayed him. And I don't.
Yeah, well, it's good. Yeah.
And it was not a conscience betrayal, if that's what people want to call it. But it was of, it was an amateurish mistake.
Right.
Yeah. Well, one of the ways Trump could probably fix this, and it's going to come down to Trump's endorsement, would be that, you know, if Trump would step up and say, you know, the one mistake I really made with Jeff Sessions was I should have made him my chief of staff instead of my attorney general.
I think that would have been a bigger disaster because he didn't have any kind of experience like that. I know he has Washington experience, but you need a shrewd,
right,
nut-cutting kind of guy as your chief of staff, and I don't think Jeff Sessions is that kind of a guy.
Got to make
those
he
wouldn't have been that kind of guy, but he did know where some of the bodies were buried that,
true,
that might have helped avoid some of the earlier snafus with the folks that he had in place. But, you know, it could have gone either way.
Well, and
really,
Sessions,
though, bottom line comes down to, you know, whether Trump wants to step out and endorse him or not.
Right, exactly. And it might be in Trump to, again, that's what I was bringing up. It might be just the practical thing to do. Jeff, you know, I still think it was, whatever, it's water under the bridge. I forgive you.
You were a disaster. I mean,
yeah, like, this was terrible. It was, you should have defended me. Why couldn't you have been like Bobby? Bobby Kennedy, of course. But Sessions is 72. And this, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but y'all think this is Richard Shelby's last tenure up there in the Senate, last term?
I don't necessarily believe that.
Really?
He's told some people that that he wants to get out, and he's told other people that he was still thinking about running again. So,
wow.
Never write him off.
And he's powerful right now.
Oh,
man.
My God. He's like 80-something years old and as sharp as a tack.
Where is he? He's the head of appropriations, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good position to have.
Yeah.
But I like your point, Dan. I think you hit the nail on the head. It all comes down to what the president's willing to do. And I think this article, these press reports we're seeing today are trial balloons to see how the public feels. But I think they're, whoever Sessions is working with, they're going to have to reach out to the president of the United States and feel him out, as well as Mitch McConnell.
Exactly. I agree wholeheartedly, guys. Y'all have a great day, and I'm just going to keep listening.
Thank you, Dan. All right, this one I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tuberville's in for the long haul. I think
you mean Tuberville?
Yeah. That. Well, it should have two B's, but it doesn't. It only has one B.
For folks who don't know what I'm referencing, it was a CNN report I watched this morning on Jeff Sessions getting in the race, and this young reporter's like, and Tommy Tuberville. Like, oh, God.
I know, really. That person
must be from
never watched a college football game.
I know. You must be from the Northeast.
Now, but this is what I wonder. If Sessions gets in, does somebody like a John Merrill get out?
Merrill was kind of hinting at that. Merrill mentioned all the stuff we kind of mentioned in this last 20 minutes, is that there'd be a problem with the way he served President Trump. But Merrill did say straightforward, he gave a statement to the press, it might be right here, but he said something to the effect of Sessions would be the front runner.
Yeah.
Like he really would be. Let me see if I can find. Yeah, there's Trump's statement. I would say if I had one do-over, it would be I would not have appointed Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General. Trump said that on Meet the Press not too long ago.
He was never on Meet the Press. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Did he go on Meet the Press?
Well, I had to talk to Chuck Todd. And look how sad he looks with that, like, gopher on his face.
Oh, my God. I can't
believe
it.
He's like a chipmunk.
Now, Chuck Todd, he's a never-Trumper. They're all never-Trumpers in the media.
Right.
I do wonder if that's what happens, if somebody likes a Merrill gets out or a Bradley Byrne gets out. You know, I doubt Bradley would take on Jeff Sessions.
Right, and that's what I think all these guys were waiting for. I think all of them had their eye on something like a U.S. Senate seat before, but Jeff Sessions was such a stalwart and fixture of the Alabama delegation. Nobody was taking him on. Apparently, from the Montgomery Advertiser write-up, in a telephone interview Monday night, Merrill said, quote, obviously, if Jeff Sessions became a candidate, that would change the dynamic of the race dramatically. Merrill said he and others would have to decide what course of action their campaigns would take if Sessions entered the race. So from the statements, and there's more fuller statements out there, I think Merrill's sort of hedging. And Byrne, to your point, Jack, Byrne would have to do the same. I don't know what Tommy Tuberville would do. Because I think Tommy's got good fundraising going on. I met him, I think, in passing, like when I was up at Auburn. His last year at Auburn was my freshman year at Auburn. But when he came on the Dan Moore show a few months ago, I'll just be blunt about it. A lot of these politicians come in here and come and go. Some are more charismatic than others. Some are more charming than others. Some are more informed than others. I'd say Tommy Tuberville was incredibly charismatic, more so than you've ever noticed on television. And that, I know that might seem shallow to some folks, but that goes a long way. When you're one of the tallest guys in the room, this also helps John Merrill. Both charismatic figures, but Tommy Tuberville just has that a gravitas and cachet, the je ne sais quoi, if I could be pretentious, Pierre Delecto. C'est moi? Yeah, I think Tuberville has huge assets in terms of presenting himself and bringing money in. It's more, I think, where Tuberville could get hung up is the basics, like the details. What is the policy? And maybe the campaign doesn't ever come down to that. It is just hugging the president and being right on a lot of the big issues leading into 2020. So even if Sessions gets in, don't count Tommy Tuberville out.
Well, and Bill Britt and I had this discussion before we taped one of the last television shows that I'm on, like 2 weeks ago. He brought up, Tuberville's biggest problem is he doesn't have any experience. And I said, and that's also one of his biggest assets.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you may say that, we're sending somebody up there with no experience. I think people like outsiders. I'm sorry.
And he certainly has administrative experience.
Yes, he does.
He could run an office very well.
Well, he was on our show on News and Views about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And this was when he was kind of tinkering with the idea of running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. And we really didn't talk about that. But, no, maybe this was Senate. Anyway... He was talking about one of the big things that concerned him was the deficit, and he was pretty good. I mean, for somebody that
I like that. That's one of my biggest concerns.
Yeah, it was somebody that didn't have any experience. I mean, but he didn't come on here to talk about pop. He just came on here to kind of shoot the breeze with us, and He was a very good guest.
Yeah.
In fact, he's coming on here next week.
Wonderful.
And we'll be certain to, last I checked.
I'll be sure to turn my Auburn hat forwards.
Yes. It will be next Tuesday at 11 a.m. That's the plan right now, a week from today.
I look forward to talking to him because I was quite impressed last time he was on these airwaves. He's doing saying all the right things, and it's, I think, coming from a genuine place. I think you're absolutely right with what you told Bill Britt. The outsider status, just because somebody's an outsider doesn't mean they have experience in life that can be brought to bear with government. I don't mean to get into a rant here.
Well, there you go.
I get tired. I'm right there with you, Jack. I get so tired of these insiders on whatever it is, acting like they're the only ones with the keys to the kingdom.
Right.
And the knowledge to wield those keys.
Oh, and then you hear these insiders make this argument. Well, it's going to take them a year to find out where the bathroom is, and so we need somebody to go up there that knows, that knows the landscape. That's bull.
Bathroom? I wear a catheter.
Right, exactly. No, there's nothing wrong with going in a jug. Ask Steve Windham.
Though, I have to say, this is just a silly note. You know that catheter commercial on Fox News all the time?
The man that flies the airplane?
Right, I'm sure that's...
He's all over himself. Right.
But I'm sure...
If I flew one of those airplanes, a catheter would not stop me from peeing on myself.
Well, I love, too, that they use him as an example. Because you know all those folks call that number using their Medicare benefits. I mean, they're flying planes all day. They're not sitting in front of the TV watching Fox News or anything.
God, I know, that's so funny.
Oh, we got to hit this break again. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you're a News and Views listener, you get 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers until the end of October. Then you'll have to listen in for any new specials that might be coming your way as a News and Views listener. So go Dan Black Studios today, sponsor of this hour of News and Views, 279-6036, 279-6036. More News and Views when Joey and Jack return.
Must be the season of the week. Must be the season of the week. Must be the season of the week.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as a strong front approaches the area tonight. We have a warm day with a high 75 to 80 today. The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Some of them could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. And you can definitely stay on top of that action with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, maybe some morning clouds. Afternoon sunshine, 73 the high. Chilly jacket weather returns Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and maybe some more rain, perhaps, by as early as Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I put a spell on you.
Oh, welcome back, folks.
Stop. How you
doing? All right. You dress up this year for Halloween, Jack?
I'm always in dress.
What's up?
I mean, look at me.
I could
get a job haunting houses. I have a face for radio.
Especially with all that candy corn on your teeth.
Screaming Jay Hawkins.
I hadn't had any candy corn this year and really don't plan to.
You know, though I find it, yeah, you probably don't. I was about to say I'll go get you a big bag, but you probably don't need it, right?
No, I don't need
it. All right. Well, I won't be like the devil trying to tempt you or anything. Oh, real quick before we get into more local news, did you see that ruling reversed? Judge allows Covington High School student to sue the Washington Post. This is Nicholas Sandman. Initially, the court rejected his lawsuit against a lot of media companies, but another judge in on appeal has reversed that decision, saying he can sue for defamation. And it always struck me as, like, I think this kid, I usually find the whole, like, libel, slander or lawsuits to be a bit much. It's very tough to prove
in
court.
It's tough.
But he's not a public figure.
Right.
And so there is some merit there. And the amount of money, I think, is over the top. But they might find themselves in a settlement. You never know. Because the way they treated that kid, unreal. Unreal. And it's uncharted territory in many ways. Is that because of all these stupid cameras we have on our phones, we still call them phones, on these powerful, powerful computers we carry around to make phone calls with. I think it makes all sorts of people jump into the public eye without wanting it. One thing to be, we're slightly public figures, being on radio out in the public, our voices are. But that's even, I can walk around town and barely anybody notices me, especially if I keep my mouth shut. It's a whole other thing if you become a politician or you're a big name celebrity, these sorts of things. So for this kid to get caught up in this huge scandal, he had the wrong look on his face when he was, that Native American elder was beating a drum right at him. How absurd.
Well, I don't know what they're asking in monetary, quote, damages. Is it in the millions?
Millions, yeah. I don't know right off the top of my head, but it's millions.
Well, you know, that sounds like greedy parents to me. Although the kid, you know, I think he's entitled to something.
Well, and I think some of that amount is explicitly being put in the suit as punitive.
Just, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I understand. Because you need to teach them a lesson.
Right.
And sometimes big awards do that.
Right.
I wanted to do a shout-out.
Go ahead, yeah.
To someone who is a loyal listener, and she's pretty well-known in this town, is Cheryl Bryan, whose husband, Lawson, was the head honcho at First United Methodist Church, and now has gone on to be a bishop for this area. Cheryl, if you're listening, how you doing? And also her son, Philip Lawson, and Philip Lawson and Cheryl's son, Philip's a friend of mine, and he's tinkering in the world of politics like all of us kind of do. But anyway, I wanted to do a shout-out to Cheryl. She's a good listener and a friend, so... How you doing?
See, that's the power of being a public figure. You can do shout-outs like that. Again, this hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios, folks. fine sponsor of this hour of news and views. Give them a call today, 279-6036. When you're thinking video services and even website design, but video editing, training videos, television commercials, if you want to get your image, your name, your message out there, call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036. So look at this mugshot here in front of us.
I know, and this is totally unfortunate.
Yeah.
This former probate judge of Watauga County, Al Booth, who pled guilty to, was it ethics violations?
He pled guilty to one count of theft of services. He was initially indicted on 4 theft of services charges, but 3 of those charges were dropped as part of the plea agreement.
You know, Al Booth served in that position for a long time in the last election, because in Alabama, once you reach 70, you cannot seek a judicial post. And he was over 70, so he couldn't run for probate judge again. He ran for the legislature and was soundly defeated by Will Dismukes, a young kid up in in Watauga County.
Who's now running for another office.
He is now running for Congress.
And I wish Will well. It's just, I wonder what a lot of the voters in that part of the district think.
Well, they'll say he's green behind the ears. Mm-hmm. Green, you know, is that the right word? Wet behind the ears and too green to run. To me, once again, it's one of those outsider deals.
Right.
Hell, more power to him. Let him run. He's young. If he wins, he could build a lot of seniority over the years, assuming he keeps getting reelected. He's a good kid. I like Willie.
Yeah, likewise.
Been on this show. He owes us a call to be on the show.
Well, he had work stuff, and then he was sick another day.
Yeah, well, that's 2 strikes. One more, and you're out there, Will. But anyway, Al Booth. I've known Al through politics for years, and he was a power broker in the Republican Party up in that neck of the woods. Mm. But once again, he knew better.
Well, and this is where I think
that's the thing about some of these guys.
Yeah.
Like Mike Hubbard, people that feel sorry for him. No, don't. He knew better.
Right. Well, and the judge, though, Circuit Judge Ben Fuller, suspended any jail time and gave Booth 40 hours of community service, and was told to pay a little over $1,600 in restitution to Watauga County. Booth was placed on supervised probation for 2 years. After Booth completes his community service, his 40 hours, and pays restitution, the probation becomes unsupervised. There was certainly never any intent to defraud the people of Watauga County, Booth's attorney stated. The process had to be allowed to play out. Judge Booth and his family are glad to get this behind them and are moving forward. All that old chestnut. Let's put this behind us and move forward.
I mean, he was probate judge for almost 20 years.
Yeah, that's crazy for that to come at the end of his tenure. Yeah, and I see why the judge treated it this way. That makes sense.
Well, I understand that. Plus, they're probably friends, you know.
Yeah.
And you hate to see it.
Well, it's a misdemeanor too.
Well, yeah.
Not like it's a felony or anything. So we serve your community. You'll be all right, Al.
Yeah, but Al, you shouldn't have done it.
Indeed. Well, we got to hit another break here, Jack. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, folks. New Look Decorating Center. They're over on Atlanta Highway, 6237.
Where Bell Road dead ends.
Mm-hmm. 6237 Atlanta Highway. They are an authorized Benjamin Moore retailer specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. It's your local choice, folks. And by local, it means when you go to New Look Decorating, if you say buy a bunch of paint, get a certain room painted a certain way. If you need to go back maybe a few years later for a few touch-ups, maybe you got kids or you're roughhousing in there for whatever reason, you have scuff marks all over the walls and whatnot, well, New Look Decorating will have on file what you had before, and they'll get you the exact paint to match what you did with them before. They know all the professionals, all the contractors and homeowners, and they work to build relationships and maintain those relationships with homeowners and painters. And this is why the professional painters keep going back to New Look Decorating. They can also help you if you happen to live in the historical districts of Montgomery. They can help you with the historical color schemes. Or maybe, you know a room needs a fresh coat of paint, or the exterior needs a fresh coat of paint, but you you're not really a specialist on what will look good, and what you may have an idea, but you just don't know. Well, the paint specialist over there, including the owner Brian Carr, as well as the manager Brett Lanham, they can help you out and give you expert advice on what you need to do with your paint job. So give New Look Decorating Center a call today, 271-0007, 271-0007, or I believe it's newlookdecoratingcenter.com.
Well, Brett Lanham has to be a paint specialist.
Oh, he's so passionate.
Well, he's so bouncing off the walls, he's always having to touch them up.
There it is. Well, again, check out New Look Decorating today, folks. 271-0007. More news and views after this quick break. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. We'll be right back. Take your call at 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get it.
Stop the things you do.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks, to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. We're running out of time, not only in this hour, but you're running out of time to take advantage of the 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers. Dan Black Studios. 279-6036, sponsor of this hour of News and Views. So what do we got coming up in the second hour, Jack?
We have political pundit Steve Flowers. Steve is a former public servant, having been in Alabama House of Representatives from Troy for many years. He's been in and around politics for